This podcast is sponsored by PICC, Florida's leading public adjusters for 22 years of handling residential commercial claims in Florida. Dealing with an insurance company when having a property loss can be discouraging. Let PICC encourage you and maximize your compensation. Please call us at 305-956-3666.
Okay, good morning. Today's class is Lumishma Yerchmon Dianam Gadal Yisiyam B'nei Mar Rufu Shalema Rav Shalmi Yamina Rav Danavin Sarah Elisheva Mar Gelit Bat Shifrulea and Mirtuvia ben Chaya, success in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Sheva ben Avak, Adil ben Sheva, Emet ben Sheva, Shefa, Rabbi Sheva, Reina Makab Tavash, Rufu Shalom Bechana Betadel, and success of all Kol Yisrael. Also, please share and rate the podcast. Today's class, there's going to be a disclaimer that this class is really, really intended for men, this specific class. Of course, because I'm saying that, women are going to listen to it, obviously. That's just the way it works. But I will do a female version of this. The class I'm going to come out with, the class is from the book from Rav Shalma Arush, The Garden of Peace. I cannot tell you how important it is to this book is and how important this class is. We're in a world today where 70% of women are getting divorced, and unfortunately, men are sometimes becoming weaker and weaker. This class is not intended to shift the blame anywhere. This class is to educate, specifically if you're not married yet, or if you're married, this is a must read. I don't care if you have to sell your pillow, you have to buy this book. Even if you don't have any money, you have to sell your pillow, it's a must read. I haven't read this book in 10 years. Anytime we think we have something in the bag, it's time to go back to basics. And just the way he explains his teachings. Again, this book is Rav Shalma Arush, Garden of Peace. By the way, March 10th and 11th in Miami, March 20th and 21st in LA. Hopefully we can get these books also to LA. So the book's basically talking about the roles of man and woman. And he begins to saying that we know that he talks about the spiritual source of woman. The spiritual source of a woman's soul is honor. When we sign the ketubah, we say, I will honor you, I will cherish you, I will provide for you. So God purposely made a woman's spiritual source that she should crave honor. This is why women like to go shopping, they like to get compliments. They live on compliments, they live on validation, they need it. God made them that way. Her entire vitality and dependency is based on the way her husband treats her. Therefore, any form of damage to her honor damages her soul and basically kills her both spiritually and materially. Because what happens is the female soul is the nefesh, right? So basically, if the husband does his job, again, this class is intended for males. This is not to use as exhibit A, did you hear what Gedalia said on this day? Exhibit B, this is what you're doing. This is not the intention here, to use these exhibits now to prosecute your husband. Correct, just get that. This is here to educate, maybe to understand through empathy, to recognize that most guys do not understand these things. We're not aware of these things. Most guys are in their own world. You know, we think, hey, if I take care of this, I take care of this, I think you're happy, etc. We don't understand these things. You need a lot of sensitivity to understand these things. So I just want to make a disclaimer. Again, this is not to use as evidence on a trial or a lash out or have all these stored emotions that you finally, oh my God, that's exactly it. Now I'm going to give it to him. That's not going to solve the issue. This is just for, again, if you're triggered by this class, turn it off. Turn it off. But for men, don't turn it off. So the bottom line is the breach of a woman's self-respect, because already she comes from the malchut. She already has a problem with kavod itself. So it's almost like telling a drug addict that he already has low self-esteem. You're a drug addict. That's not really going to help the situation that much, because he already knows. He needs to be lifted. He doesn't need to be told that he's a drug addict. He already knows that. So to the same extent, when you're telling somebody who already feels ugly, who already feels not the best, making a comment, it fuels the fire, because your role is to become a giver. So any kind of comments, criticism on the male's end, it's just, it's a disaster. It's a disaster where you get nothing but resentment, and you're going to eventually get the wife to turn against you. This is including when you're starting to date. If you cannot think beyond yourself, if you are not a giver, don't get married, because you will fail miserably. If you are not a giver and you are only thinking about yourself, don't even date. Don't waste people's time, because at the end of the day, it's going to look like a catastrophe. And I hate to be so blunt, but when you're dealing with 70% of divorces coming from women, and I'm not saying this is men's fault also. Women have their major issues with social media, their comparison, unrealistic goals. They have their stuff too, for sure. But somebody has to become the king. And if you become a king, the queen will come. But if you act like a queen, then you have a problem. Then you have two queens in the house. Isn't that show Two Queens? I forgot the name of the queens. But unfortunately, there's shows today. Two daddies and a kid. I don't know. But today, where you see the disaster, right? I forgot the name of the show. Two and a Half Men, whatever. But today, you could see all of the disaster that we are going through. Comes from this area in our lives where the failure of roles in relationships. That's where the disaster is coming today. Basically, according to the Arizal, not according to Oprah, the wife is the mirror of the husband. This comes from the Arizal. Any deficiency he sees in her is actually his own deficiency. Now, this is a very tough pill to swallow, because at the end of the day, it's a tough pill to swallow. Because how is that possible? Maybe she's sick. Maybe she's this. Not going to be all cases. Of course, there's cases. But the majority of it, there is this concept that your wife is just reflecting what you have. And we need to understand that, knowing that because if I am giving criticism to the mirror, I'm just looking at myself. So that's the most stupidest thing we could do, because you're just talking to yourself. Again, very high level to understand. The reason why, listen to this line. The reason why a wife is so sensitive to comments and criticism is because Hashem doesn't want him to criticize her, but rather to correct himself instead. So she's there to correct you. Number two, if Hashem would have designed that a husband correct his wife, then he would have given her, he implanted her a soul that tolerates criticism. That's a big line, by the way. He would have implanted her a soul that could deal with it. But he purposely gave her a soul that cannot deal with it. So it should be that the man should come and humble himself and do this. But if the husband corrects himself, the wife automatically is corrected afterwards. If you correct yourself automatically, she'll follow you. Reb Nachman mirrors this. The entire mitzvah of marriage is designed as a soul correction for the husband. But according to the dry law, a woman isn't obligated to get married. She's not obligated to get married. She can live on her own while he's commanded to get married and have children. So there you know, there you see. Man is commanded, he has to have children. She's not commanded to get married. So really, she comes down just to help you. And so that's a big, so right away that should be a sense of appreciation. The fact that you're coming to help me, that itself, I should look at it as appreciation right away. Because you're doing this for me. So you could see any time that a guy's going out with a girl and she's correcting him and she's trying to help him, etc., etc. Of course, it has to be a God-fearing woman. It cannot be some girl that doesn't even know where her soul is or what a soulmate. We're not talking about going to the zoo here. We're talking about people that are serious. We're talking about people that have good intentions. We're not talking about groupies and all this nonsense. This is not, they don't know where their antenna is anyway. I'm talking about people that are serious, that have intentions, that they really want the best. This is what I'm referring to. This is not referring to all women. You know, Cardi B is not going to find the cult, soul correction in a guy right now. You understand? They can't even find themselves. Since the wife is Hashem's mirror, Hashem governs the world measure for measure. For example, if a wife fails to respect her husband, when the husband's not properly, it means that the husband's not properly respecting Hashem. Hashem shows the husband what he must correct by displaying a particular flaw in his wife. A woman's anger is indication of her husband's anger. Hashem uses a breach in marital peace to stimulate correction within the husband. For example, as soon as the husband acts arrogantly, his wife is going to oppose him. Doesn't mean you act arrogantly to her. You could be acting arrogant to other people. His wife is going to oppose him. She basically is like your antenna. King Solomon says, a water reflects one's countenance just as one heart reflects another's heart. And we spoke about that before. Subconsciously, your wife can feel exactly where you're at. So sometimes you can be very confused, right? You come home, you do Shabbat shopping. And next thing you know, you're at the supermarket, but you know, you're in a Wimbledon match. You're looking at every girl there, you're talking, your eyes are not on her. So you come home with all this stuff for Shabbat, and she says, what did you do? You bought the wrong stuff. You don't know what you're doing. That could not come from the grocery. That came because of the eyes were looking in the wrong direction. Our sages tell us that she's the personal mirror. So she's the personal mirror. And there's a direct correlation that if a man directly looks away, she looks away. It's directly correlated. This is why Shmirat HaBrit, pornography, you're watching pornography and you're dating somebody, it's a time bomb waiting to go off. You're going out with two girls while you're going out with a girl, time bomb, it's like spitting in the wind, because already she's going to oppose you because she doesn't feel you're putting her number one. So you could see I specifically tell people, before you start dating, get focused. Cleanse yourself as much as you can so you can at least get in their clarity. But I see a lot of things that look like, oh, the girl's, she doesn't like me, she's disposed to me. Yes, because you are not respecting, your relationship with God is you're not respecting. Technically, every time you're watching that kind of stuff, you're sort of stealing because you're looking at some other woman. Again, this is extremely difficult. I'm not telling you this is easy. I'm just giving you the rules of engagement. So you can shift your focus on where you need to focus, pray for it. But if the intention is not to look at the mirror, you're going to end up suffering. And this is where the importance of, you know, you're going out with a girl who doesn't want to keep nidah, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. Already, the numbers are off. We're not walking in there with the good odds. Yes, when everybody gets married, everything's great. But our job is to recognize when something is broken. Something, if the mail is not going to the right address, it's because it's got the wrong address. And your job is to recognize, hey, where's the address? Our job is to correct it. We cannot come to this world just for a free ride and expect that, you know, it's her fault. Already you're in the wrong game. Because she came here to help you. Extremely important. And if you understand that, you'll recognize and you have more empathy and you won't give criticism because she thrives on honor. And that's the first thing you need to understand. So again, criticism, all of these things at the end of the day, it's gonna only smack you in the face. Your job is to give her kavod. It's to really, really give her kavod, and Hashem uses her as a way to speak to you. There's two ways God speaks to you. Through relationships and through money. And both of those are connected to this week's splitting of the Red Sea. Finding the Parnassus is just as hard as splitting. So I believe that I could change any bad habit, any bad attribute. If I pray for it enough, God will change it for me. So anytime we're not using prayer, we are looking at inappropriate women and we're dating, And you're getting rejected, and you're getting, this is exactly why. And you have to understand that this is really the honesty. This is not an Andrew Tate show here. This is not the Bubba Maisa show. This is coming from the Arizal. I prefer the Arizal more to these other sources. Because at the end of the day, we need to win one place in heaven. And God purposely made it that the Parnassa, that the wealth should come from her. Because when you do your job right, you will succeed financially. You will succeed financially. So there's a lot of rewards here. Why did he say this? He just said the husband, the parnas comes from the husband. Why should it come from the wife? It's because when you do this, when you do the work, you will get paid. You will get paid in heaven. So there is benefits. to this. You will get paid. Not only will you get paid, but you'll be able to become a giver. That is the most important part of this thing. If I know somebody has an issue with criticism and kavod, and I find a way to make them happy, just like if you have a friend that's down all the time, and you find a way to cheer them up and compliment them, you become a giver. But if you expect your friend who's lacking light in general, if you expect the moon to compliment the sun, then the sun has a problem, because the sun should be the one giving the compliments, not the expecting a compliment from a moon. But God purposely made the man become the chachma and the woman become the bina. She's the moon. So when the man, the roles are reversed, and the man needs a compliment, then everything goes. You're basically doing the reverse role, and that is where Reb Nachman says a person who wants honor is a fool. Why? If a man who wants honor is a fool, because that's not his correction. His correction is to be give the honor, not to want the honor. Understand? It's extremely important. So right away, before you get dates, before you close your mouth. No criticism. Any form of criticism towards your wife, etc., it's just going to be some kind of a bomb. And it doesn't make sense. Oh, can't you tell somebody? You can tell somebody nicely. You can suggest. That itself is a major work, but your job is not to fix her. She's there to help you. And again, these are the rules that we need to understand. You can't fight the rules. These are the rules. So when you're dealing with a situation now, now this area looks pretty sad, and there's a major issue in your marriage, and there's a major issue and you can't get married, and there's something happening. So now we have to rectify that my wife is really my mirror, according to the Arizal. By the way, David Hawkins says the same thing. He says the way you reflect, if a woman sees anger, they can feel the anger starts. If they see the disrespect, they can feel it. But that's why women do not let go so easily, because it affects them 10 times more than a man. A woman's criticism, regular comment, will affect a woman 10 times more than it will affect a man. So a friend of yours could say, you're a lowlife. 2 minutes later, you'll be friends again. You tell her she's a lowlife, she won't talk to you for 2 weeks. So if they wanted them to correct themselves, then Hashem purposely would not give them that kind of soul. They would give them a soul that can handle criticism. But purposely God gave them a soul that doesn't, because he wanted man to be the one lifting his wife up, etc. So how do, practically, now that the damage is done, and we've all created our own damage, another form, again, there's two things you cannot do absolutely that are just destructive. One is criticism, and the second is put your eyes on another woman. Those two things are basically just problems gonna happen. Even if she doesn't know about it, even watching things, even conversing, all of these things, what they do is they make her go into a different direction. Either she's going towards your direction. So like I said, I'm going to give you a disclaimer. You have to decide if you want to get married. If you want to get married, you have to starve your distractions and feed your focus. Cool off your impulses. All of this stuff about watching porn and watching these things, you have no shot, because she's going to despise you anyway. Even if you have money, even if you have this, everything's going to go. It's going to look like Johnny Depp. It's going to look like a Johnny Depp case. That's not life anyway. What's the difference if you're married? We're living with no life. It's not a life anyway. At the end of the day, we want marital peace. It's one of the biggest luxuries in the world. And not to have it, it's one of the biggest hells in the world. So number one is honor second. The second thing is, Reb Nachman refers to these 224 lights called the Derech, that your light should be shining into her. That means we have to try to avoid situations to purify our eyes. But when you're dating 2-3 people at the same time, and you understand? It's like, you know, you're applying for 3 jobs for the same time, and you don't even know what you want. There's a lack of focus today. And the older we get, the more accustomed we get in our ways, the tougher this is. And this is where man, it's really the man's job to find his wife, not her to find him. She has no, remember, she has no mitzvah to get married. She has no mitzvah to have kids. It's for you. Peruvu is for you, not for her. Extremely important to understand that concept. Understand? The coach has to help you. He's not in the game. Now, once you recognize this case, once you recognize, oh my God, I made a mistake, I was shooting at the mirror, then you have to come to now tshuva. Now you have to come to Emunah. So let's say he's giving an example here, Rabbi Rush, how the main test is Emunah. Emunah mean, what is the concept? What does Emunah mean? Emunah means I cannot blame the individual. That's a lack of Emunah. Blaming an individual is a lack of Emunah. Where do we also know this problem also? Where did Adam sin? Adam was influenced by his wife, wasn't he? Correct? Reverse role. He should have influenced her. That's where the things went. That's where everything went to, you know what? If he was the influencer, this would have never happened. Because not he was influenced her. He was influenced by her. Reverse role. So now that you have this issue, and again, for dating, before you date somebody, you have to give your list of compliments. It's not enough to not criticize. You understand? That is not enough. Where's your criticism? How many compliments are you going to do tonight? Make a list of compliments that you already have on the line. I have today's date is will have 5 compliments. Get into a habit of complimenting. Get into a habit of it. Because if you're not in a habit of it, then whatever you practice is what you get. Today's date, I will compliment her 5 things. Period. Yet you have to have in your another great book that I recommend is The 5 Love Languages, which was given to me by my friend David. Extremely important book, The 5 Love Languages, by Gary, I forgot his name. What's the difference? A guy named Gary. Great book, because again, we all live in a different, we'll do a class on that also, but we all live in a different love language. But you can, whatever your love language is, if your criticism and your criticism and you're not even in the game anyway. So Rabbi Rush says, the first thing we have to focus is he has to fully believe that everything, knowing, the first level of knowing that is everything comes from Hashem. That means my shalom bayit, my situation, my being single, my being rejected, my not being married, this is from Hashem. In order for me to correct my blemish in Emunah. He has to believe that let's say he was evicted from his house. He has to believe that Hashem evicted him from his house, not the woman. That Hashem purposely evicted him from his house. That's the first belief. Because if you don't have, remember, there's no Yeshua, there's no salvation without Emunah. The second level is believing and knowing that whatever Hashem does is for the best. So first, I have to believe it's from Hashem. Second, I have to believe it's for the best. Because sometimes we could say, okay, this is from Hashem, but I don't believe it's for the best. Number 3, you have to ask, what does Hashem want from me? Ma hayenu, what does Hashem want from me? I have to believe it's for the best. I have to know. I have to believe it's from Hashem. I have to know it's from the best. And I have to believe, what does Hashem want from me? Remember, at this whole time, we are no longer thinking about the wife. We are just thinking about a spiritual cause. Remember, every theory, everything has to be worked on spiritual. It's a spiritual blemish. Just like an addict saying, I need a different doctor to prescribe me different medication. When his problem is clearly, he has low self-esteem and he needs a spiritual awakening. It's not the doctor that gave him the medication. It's not this. It's because he lost his faith. He lost himself. Same example. And the fourth case. Those are the 3 things that you have to believe. If you do not believe in those 3 things, you're not even in the recovery mode. Again, it's from Hashem. It's for the best. And what does he want from me? A, B, C. Keep it super simple, clear. Those are the three things. That's the only questions you should be asking. No cursing, no blaming, no this. Again, extremely difficult when you're in the middle of a storm and you're getting poured on to say, why am I getting poured on? And you have a leak in the house and not paying attention that, yeah, you do have a leak in the house. And not to blame the roofer, not to blame this. It's extremely difficult when you are getting poured on to not to blame the roofer because he failed to do the job. Maybe after the storm is over, you'll recognize, well, maybe there's a reason why. So those are the three ABCs that you must understand when you're, to get into, remember, this is just to get into the repair. If I can't even get into the repair, an addict can never say, this is a spiritual awakening, until, when he says this is a spiritual awakening, now the work begins. But if he says, this has to do with my parents, I'm here because of this one caused it, nothing's turning right now. And you also have to understand something also. Hurt people hurt others. So if we have a hard time controlling our temper, we don't have emunah. And I will tell you today, 95% of what the world is doing today is displacement. Displacement means taking crap out on somebody else. So if you have a hard time with faith, then what do you think you're going to do with that energy? You have a bad day at work, next thing you know, you pick up an Amex bill. Why are you spending so much money? Oh boy. You just destroyed the night. All you have to do is pick up the Amex and says, why are you spending so much money? Destroy the night. You destroyed the day, now you destroyed the night, and you're going to destroy tomorrow too. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? How come this is not clean? Make sure you get a house with a garage. A comfortable garage. Because that's where you'll be. Right away. Days go, you come home, this is how you speak. You don't see what they're doing for you. You don't see anything. You can't control your temper. You can't bring, you're bringing work at home. You have no self-control. You'll not come to tshuva because you'll be blinded by it. We are all human beings. We're not perfect. But at the end of the day, you have to tell me what you want. I always ask somebody, what do you want? You want to lose weight? This is the recipe to lose weight. There's pain regardless. There's pain in fighting, and there's also pain in fixing, by the way. There's no road here that's gonna, there's no easy pass. There's pain to fix, and there's pain to repair. Then there's pain the other way also. You're gonna have to deal with pain. Remember we spoke about yesterday. Pain, hard work, and uncertainty. You want to get a tattoo? That's what your tattoo should be. Not these animals people put on. Put that in your head. So now to get to the recovery. Once you believe everything's for the best, once you believe everything's from Hashem, and once you know that there's a spiritual flaw you have to fix, now we can get into the solution. What does Rabbi Rush tell us? And you have to understand how great Rabbi Rush is. Very few people will spend the amount of hours that he did on his bodedut. And what happens, Reb Nachman says, when you spend these amount of hours in his bodedut, you get a taste of the infinite light. You get a taste of... The infinite light is a light that existed between the first 36 hours of creation. This is the light of clarity. This is the light, there's no greater light than this. I myself, when I do his bodedut, my classes are completely different. The flow is different. I feel what the people need. I get those signals. This is what I need to talk about today. There's nothing to do. I could read all these books and not pray. You will not see the same results. There's many people that are 20 times smarter than me. They know every Gemara. They know every Shas. But they cannot connect to a doorknob. Because they don't even know what they need. Just people, believe it or not. They'll learn Shas all day. Gemara, Tosfot, Rashi. But they will not even know what people need or where the people are at. They can't connect to people. Can't connect. What's the difference with what you know? It's like telling somebody Chinese, you're speaking Spanish. Do you understand? Don't you understand? When you do his bodedut, you come to understand what the problem of what we need. So the four stages of emuna, the four stages of the repair is number one. Number one is emuna. Once his negative behavior stopped, the first stage is to work on himself and to pray for emuna, that he should be able to accept that it's from Hashem. Because remember, you're not going to go, this emuna business is not a, oh, I worked on emuna yesterday. And it shows up again. You know, it's like that, that family member that you thought left already and missed the flight, and here they go, I got to stay for 2 more weeks. You know, that kind of, it doesn't just go away. When you think it's gone away, because the purpose of your creation is to work on your emunah, is to really believe this is not for my wife, this is from Hashem, etc. Number two, you have to learn everything about Shalom Bayit. You have to learn absolutely everything about soulmates, what is her role. Now you know her role is there to help you. Now you know her role. Now you know her role. So now you look at her, that should give me so much more appreciation. And how can I criticize somebody who came down to this world just to help me? And give me kids. So learning about it will give you a new perspective and will allow you to have respect. Number three, soul searching and repentance. Because now you remember, now you accepted it through faith. You now recognize it's coming from, you learned about it. Now you have information. Now you have dat. Now you have to spend a certain amount of time, because remember, just because I've learned something and now I need to take that knowledge, and now that knowledge has become what? It has to come into my heart, right? We have to bring down the knowledge into our hearts. I could tell you about self-confidence. I could talk to you all day long about self-esteem, and that doesn't mean you're going to have self-esteem. Now you have to internalize this self-esteem to you. You have to internalize this message into your heart and start repenting by soul-searching and repentance. And remember, there's a trick in heaven that you could use that works every time. Come to your Creator with love. Like, don't repent, oh, I can't believe I'm getting punished, I don't want to be punished. Say, this got me to such a higher level. I'm doing this not out of fear, because I don't want to get yelled at by my wife. I don't want to be single all my life. I want to do this because you brought me closer to this. And now you allowed me to become a giver. And because you allowed me to become a giver, I can now emulate you. And the fourth thing, now you have to internalize what you learned. So through that fourth process, you can now internalize this message. And the prayer he says, Master of the world, thank you for removing me from my home and giving me the opportunity to correct my mistakes. Please, dear, help me stand up for the test in my house. You've taught me that it's forbidden to make any comments to my wife, but I find it so difficult to do this. Every time I see my wife making a mistake or doing anything I don't like, my heart is filled with arrogance and I want to tell her what she's doing wrong. This makes me feel superior, as if I'm better than her. I behave cruel in my comments to her. Sometimes I do this without even realizing this. By the way, it's not even comment itself. Let me give you another disclaimer. It's putting any woman first. Even if you make no negative comments, if you say, my mother's food is better than yours, I can't wait to go to my mother's house because I can eat good food. Kaddish Yehei Shemei Rabbah. This woman is so beautiful. Shchita. This situation, what a nice wife this guy has. Cut. Just, it's a matter of degrees of shchita. It's all of this doesn't mean you yourself are telling her anything bad. Just making a comment. Hashem is better than you. No, he's not. even religion itself. You're not religious enough. You're not covering your hair. You're not doing this. You know how many times guys come from Uman? They come up fire, where you cover your hair, do this, do this, do this, do this. Rav Natan says this, that you're not allowed, you need to make a tzimtzum. Your religion, you have to work on yourself to become a better person. Not to go and sit there and burn people out. So anytime you even compare her to another woman, even to your mother, you have a problem. That's also a form of putting her down. Again, you have to understand that God purposely gave them this flaw, this cover, that they should always seek cover. This is God made them. It's like their DNA. It's their DNA to have this issue. Just like man's issue is his eyes. Man's issue, his battle is his eyes. That's his battle his whole life. Her battle is kavod. We don't have the same issues. A man has to understand that this is a war. But again, nothing's free in life. Even when a person watches, unfortunately, porn, what does he get after it? He gets a price tag called shame. Nothing's free. You think you're going to get in this world for free? Nothing is free. So what he's saying here, help me have mercy on my wife and children and grant me the wisdom and understanding to know that comments only destroy and do not fix anything. I need to make my wife number one. Master of the world, have mercy on me and help me with the spiritual mental strength not to make any comments. Help me understand, remember, the wife is a mirror, that any shortcomings are really mine. Help me realize that the things are really needed for me to change, and it won't change through comments and rebukes. Help me identify the root of the problem. Please help me overcome my evil inclination to comment and criticize. Please help me get rid of this cruel chase. But again, so this is what he's telling you. You see, you have to internalize this message. You have to pray for it. You have to really, really develop it where you don't have to give comments anymore. I'm just looking at a mirror. And guess what? We can change the mirror. We can move the mirror around. We can do this. It's just the mirror. And that's what happens when we don't grow. When we don't grow spiritually, we can't become givers. Then we criticize people. Or we're not sensitive. And most of the suffering today comes from insensitivity. And insensitivity with our eyes. Just telling you the truth. You like it, you don't like it. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I couldn't care less. These are the rules. They hurt. They're not easy. But if you're expecting to get married, this is an issue, you have not worked on Shmirat HaBrit, you have not worked on this, it's going to be a problem. Remember, guys, before the sea was split, in whose merit? In the bones of Yosef. The bones of Yosef were the same bones that did not go after Potiphar's wife. So you have to really make a decision. Every time we say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's because we're doing the same things and expecting different results. So again, no criticism, no comparing. It's not going to be overnight. I'm sure there's years and years of this stuff. We're all human beings. But if you do not at least take ownership, the first thing says, I listened to a class by Gedalia, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I was insensitive. Take at least ownership to at least pause the button a little bit. Because guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Most guys are not aware of this. We're not aware. We're in our own world. We don't think like this, right? We're not aware until we're told. You have to tell, you cannot assume that guys know this. What does assume mean? You make an ASS out of you and me. Don't assume anything. And I hate to tell you also, the price for fooling around also has a deliberate cost. That means if you did fool around and now you finally want to straighten up, there'll be a price for cleansing also. The only thing I could tell you guys is you just have to have a little bit of a better attitude. And the way we can take judgment and sweeten it is by having a positive attitude and thanking Hashem for our suffering. And that what that does is it takes a sentence of 100 years or 20 years into like 10%, 2 years. It's like you get lahavdil, early sentence. You get a plea. Your attitude can give you a plea. But if you resist and you keep on blaming. Again, I have been divorced. I know what it is to go through a divorce. It is not an easy process. I'm just trying to explain to you. It was meant to be, whatever is meant to be, is meant to be. And again, I'm not saying every case is the male's, but I'm telling you, at least you have to understand the roles. There's always exceptions. There's people with mental health issues. There's people that really have mental health. There's people that don't want to get medication. There's real cases where there's women that don't want to take medication and they have mental health issues. And there's no shot of a man making anything he could do. So it doesn't mean every situation is like this. But I would say the majority, these are the rules. I hope to read the woman's wisdom, and I'm going to give a female version of this. But again, the majority of the work is on the male. It's what Rav Nachman says. And you know this exactly by recognizing that she doesn't need to get married. That's how you know this. And she has no mitzvah to have kids. So that's a big deal. That itself should tell you a lot of how much the weight is on you. And the weight is on you, why? Because you are supposed to become a giver. But when we slack off from our responsibility, when we become lazy, where our wives wake up earlier than we do, and we're not aggressive, we're not becoming the kings, then this is where heaven turns up the heat. You think you're going to sleep until 9 o'clock and pray at 9 o'clock? You're going to get 10 comments from your wife saying you're lazy. Nothing is free. That sleep is not free, my friend. You better get used to saying good morning to the sun. Rise up before the sun. Get used to this. Don't think anything is free, my friend. You don't want to work? You'll get a call from your wife telling you you're not making enough money, you're lazy. Nothing is free. Because it's not coming from her. It's coming from heaven. This is if you really want to fix it. If you don't, you're not even interested, then blame hurricanes on El Nino. Do what you want. I'm just telling you that I'm glad that Rabbi Rush is you know, we pray for him every day, but his advice is there's nothing like it. There's no book out there that will get you to the core of the issue, which is Emunah. There's no book out there that's going to get you to the core of the issue. And believing this is so important. And again, buy the book. It will save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in Shalom Bayit therapy. Thousands of dollars you could save. You could feed poor children. You know what you could do? Take the money you save from therapy, buy the books, and hand them out. Now you got a double mitzvah. What do our sages tell us? The reward for fasting? What is the reward for fasting? The charity that you'll give because you didn't have to spend money on the food. That is the reward for it. Take the money, buy the garden of peace. And you have to recognize the way Rabbi Rush was together. This took him hundreds of thousands of hours of his bodhidut. These books don't come easy. Hundreds of thousands. And this light comes from the infinite light. So again, if you happen to be a woman and you listen to this class, which I know they will, patience. Try to not take all this personal. Assume he didn't know. Assume he didn't know, because he doesn't know. He didn't know. I believe in Israel they give out this book before people get divorced, I believe. Right before I give it, I believe they give actually the book in Israel before people get divorced. They make the husband read the book. Unbelievable. I think they got it in the court system. Something like that. I believe so. I heard that. Don't assume your husband knows. Don't assume he knows. Don't assume he knows how you feel. Don't assume it. If he would know, he would probably not do it intentionally. Guys do not intend to. We don't intend it. We just don't know how to deal with our faith and our emunah. And again, the price for not growing, because if you're confident and you feel good about yourself and you get a criticism, you'll take it. You're not going to, you'll know it's from Hashem. But when you're low and you're not doing your thing, you get a criticism, it's going to blow up. So Hashem help us all with this class should help a lot of marriages, that's the only intentions. We don't care about Facebook likes, Instagram likes, we don't care. We care that Hashem should dwell in people's houses. Amen.
That's a great class. You know, this actually could be a good thing for women in the sense